floor. We will proceed into this Bishak service, the Sita of Almighty Yah. We will trust Him for the Teshua, the mighty victory, Yahshua. This is one of the most prominent occasions in Israel. They would travel for miles around to make sure that they were in Jerusalem for this time of the year. They will plan out this occasion for months at a time. Many were afflicted on the journey. Many died. Many were sickly. But this was a very solemn feast, Moed, unto Yahweh. It's very important. And all of the stipulations that He commanded us to regard, they're all vital and very important. So it is with water baptism. So it is with the Pesach, the Passover of Almighty Yah. So Brother Patrick, as we bow our heads, is going to lead us in a word of prayer. We're going to have a song, and then I want to read the account of Yisrael when they were delivered out of Mizraim, and then we shall have the Sita, and after that, we shall have the foot washing service and the communion of the body of HaMashiach. So Brother Patrick will lead us in prayer. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Abba Yahweh, we certainly do thank You once again as we have gathered here, Yahweh, to commemorate, Yahweh, to remember Your mighty acts which You wrought in the land of Egypt, Yahweh. Yahweh, we pray that this gathering and this feast of Passover, of Pesach, that we will examine ourselves, Yahweh, to see whether we be in the faith, Yahweh. That we examine our hearts and our ruah and our mind and our lips. That we may be sincere before You, Yahweh. That we may lift up and worship You, Yahweh. You alone, yes. Yahweh. Yahweh, we also ask, Yahweh, that we will be ever mindful, Yahweh. That we will be remember, Yahweh, those things that You wrought, Yahweh, for the children of Israel, as You have wrought mighty acts and works in our lives, Yahweh. Yahweh, we do thank You. We do praise You, Yahweh. We told You this day, Yahweh.
Yes.
We thank You for this great feast, this great celebration, Yahweh. And Yahweh, we gather in Your name. We gather in the name of Your Messiah, Yahshua HaMashiach, Yahweh. And Yahweh, we thank You for that blood that was shed for us, Yahweh, on that stake, Yahweh, that forever paid the debt, forever paid the pardon for our sin, Yahweh. And as Yahshua being our Passover lamb, Yahweh, that we will partake, that we will eat, Yahweh, of the bread and drink of the blood of Messiah, Yahweh, that we may show, Yahweh, that we have been joined together with Messiah, Yahweh. Yahweh, we pray, Yahweh, that this feast, Yahweh, will be one that we will enjoy, Yahweh, the one that we will render something from it, Yahweh, that we may search our lives, Yahweh, and that we may see the importance, Yahweh, of Your mighty hand, Your mighty words in the midst of Israel. In the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach, we do pray. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I do want to have a song to commemorate this time and this wonderful festivity. As Sister Roberts come and sing the blood of HaMashiach, I want Deacon Horn, if you would take the menorah on that end so the wind will not blow them out. And you will light that for us as we gather here. God blesses you all.
The blood that
Hallelujah. Come on and shout hallelujah. For the blood of Hamashiach, Yahshua, the Lamb of Israel, it is more than sufficient. And that blood shall never lose its strength. The potency and the power of that blood reveals unto us the strength and the assurance of Almighty Yahweh. So as we gather here on this Pesach Eve, as we sat to commemorate the very mighty works, the mighty hand of Almighty Yahweh, as we sit here before the Sitar, is a time whereby Israel would gather. And there was a ceremonial meal to commemorate and to remember the very hand of Yahweh when He brought them up out of the bondage of Mizraim, Egypt. He delivered him by His mighty hand. He brought them out by His mighty hand. And He brought them into a wide place whereby He could literally speak unto them and show them the pathway of His Tzedakah more plainly. And this Seder meal is a time whereby the account of this magnificent work of Yahweh should be acknowledged. It should be read unto Israel, that we are reminded of what Yahweh has done, and that we should never lose focus on this mighty one that has called Israel a people to worship, to acknowledge Him, that they will be faithful and obedient unto Him in all things. I do want to read from Shemoth, from Exodus. It is the beginning of the year when the Pesach of Yahweh begins. It says, "And Yahweh spoke unto Moshe and Aharon in the land of Mizraim, saying, This month shall be to you the beginning of the months Abib, and it shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak to all the congregation of Israel, saying, In the 10th day of this month shall they take to them every man a lamb, according to his bayat of their avat, a lamb for a house. And if the household be too small for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next to his bayat take it according to the number of the beings. Every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You shall take it out from the sheep or from the goat. And you shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month. And the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. And they shall take the dam, the blood, and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper doorposts of the bayim, wherein they shall eat it. And they shall eat the flesh in that night, roasted with fire, and with unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs, they shall eat it. Eat not it raw, nor sodden at all with water, but roast it with fire, his head and his legs, and the inside parts as well. And you shall let nothing of it remain until the morning. That which remained until the morning, you shall burn it with fire. And this shall you eat it, with your loins girt about, and your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand. You shall eat it in haste. It is Yahweh's Peshach. It is not a Peshach of the Yardins. It is not a Peshach of the Hebrew Israelites. It is the Peshach of Yahweh. For I will pass through the land of Mizraim this night. And I will smite all the firstborns in the land of Mizraim, both Adam, man, and beast. And against all the gods of Mizraim, I will execute my mishpatim. I am Yahweh. And the dam shall be to you for a token upon the bier where you are, and when I see the dam, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Mizraim. And this day shall be to you for a memorial. You shall keep it a moed, a feast to Yahweh throughout your generations. You shall keep it a moed, an ordination forever. 7 days shall you eat unleavened bread, even the first day. Shall you put away Kamas out of your bayam, for whosoever eat leavened bread from the first day unto the seventh, that being shall be cut off from the nation of Israel. And in the first day there shall be a Nikra Kodash, a convocation unto Yahweh, and in the seventh day, it shall be a Mikra Kodash to you. No matter of work shall be done in them, save that which every man must eat, that only may be done. And you shall observe Hagmasa, for in the selfsame day I have brought your armies out of the Lamb of Mizraim. Therefore shall you observe this day in your generations by an ordinance forever. And in the first month of the 14th day of the month at evening, you shall eat matzah until the 1 and 20th day of the month at evening. 7 days shall there be no leaven found in your houses. For whosoever eats that which is leavened, even the being shall be cut off from the congregation of Israel, whether he be a stranger or born in the land. You shall not eat anything leavened in all of your dwellings. Shall you eat matzah, unleavened bread, unto Yahweh? Then Moshe called all the elders of Israel and said to them, draw out and take you a lamb according to your families, and kill the Peshach. You shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the dam that is in the basin, and strike the lintel and the two sides of the post with the dam that is in the basin. And none of you shall go out of the door of that Bayat until the morning. For Yahweh will pass through to smite the Misrim. And when he sees the dam upon the lintel and the two side posts, Yahweh will pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyer to come into the Bayat to smite you. You shall observe this thing for an ordinance, a mishpah, a statute to you and your sons forever. It shall come to pass when you become into the land which Yahweh will give you according as he has promised, that you shall keep his service. And it shall come to pass when your children shall say to you, what mean you by this service? Then you shall say, it is the sacrifice of Yahweh's Pesach, who passed over the Bayim of the children of Yisrael in Misraim, when he smote Misraim and delivered our Bayim, and the people bowed and heed the words of Moshe, and they worship Yah. And the children of Israel went away and did as Yahweh commanded Moshe and Aharon, so did they. And it came to pass that at midnight, Yahweh smote all the firstborn in the land of Mizraim, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sat on his throne, to the firstborn of the captive that was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of cattle. And Pharaoh rose up in the night, he and all of his servants, and all the Mizraim, that were a great city, a great cry in Mizraim, for there was not a house, a bayit, where there was not one dead. And Pharaoh called for Moshe and Aharon by night, and said, rise up, and get you forth from among my people, both you and the children of Israel. You go and serve Yahweh as you have said. Also take your flocks and your herds as you have said, and leave this land and bless me also. And the Misrim were urging upon the people that they may send them out of the land in haste. For they said, if we do not, we shall all be dead men. And the people took their dough before it was leavened, and their kneading bowls being bound up in their clothes upon their shoulders. The children of Israel did according to the words of Moshe, and they bore it of the Misrim, jewels of silver, jewels of gold, and raiment. Yahweh gave the people favor in the sight of Misrim, so that they lent them much such thing as they required, and they spoil the Misrim. And the children of Israel journeyed from Ramesses to Succoth, about 600,000 on foot, that were valiant warriors beside children. And a mixed multitude went up also with them, and flocks and herds, even very much cattle. And they baked unleavened cakes of the dough, which they brought forth out of Misraim, for it was not leavened, because they were thrust out of Misraim, and could not carry, neither had they prepared themselves any food. Now they sojourn of the children of Israel who dwelt in Mizraim was 430 years. And it came to pass at the end of the 430 years, even the selfsame day, it came to pass that all the hosts of Yahweh went out of the land of Mizraim. It is a night to be much observed to Yahweh to bring them out from the land of Mizraim. This is that night of Yahweh to be observed of all the children of Israel in their generations. Yahweh spoke unto Moshe at Haran, "This is the ordinance of the Pesach. There shall no stranger eat thereof. But every man's servant that is bought for money, when you have Beth Milah, circumcise him, then shall he eat thereof." I want to interject that we are of the circumcised of Yahweh, those that worship the Abba, Ruah, and Emet. We make our boast in Yahshua HaMashiach. A foreigner and a hired servant shall not eat thereof. In what bed shall it be eaten? You shall not carry forth aught of the flesh abroad of that bed. Neither shall you break the bones thereof. Oh, the congregation of Israel shall keep it. And when the stranger shall sojourn with you, and will keep the Pesach to Yahweh, all his males must perform Beth Milah, and then let them come near and keep it. He shall be one that is born in the land, for no uncircumcised person shall eat thereof. One Torah shall be to him, that is, all his males must perform, native born, home born, and to the stranger that sojourn among you. This did the children of Israel as Yahweh commanded Moshe and Aaron. So they did it. And it came to pass in the selfsame day that Yahweh did bring the children of Israel out of the land of Mizraim by their armies. Yahweh spoke unto Moshe, saying, "Set apart to me all the firstborns, whosoever open the womb among the children of Israel, both man and of beast, it is mine." Moshe said to the people, "Remember this day in which you came out from Mizraim, out of the bayat of bondage, for by the strength of the hand of Yahweh brought you out from this place. There shall be no leaven be eaten in your bayats. This day came you out in the month of Abib. And it shall be when Yahweh shall bring you into the land of the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Amorites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, which he swore to your avats to give you, a land flowing with milk and honey, that you shall keep this service in this month. In 7 days you shall eat mizvah, and 7 days shall be a moed to Yahweh. Mitzvah shall be eaten 7 days, and there shall be no lechem or with leaven be seen with you, neither shall there be in Eshima seen with you in all of your borders. You shall declare to your sons in that day, saying, This is done because of that which Yahweh did to me. When he came forth and brought us out of Mizraim, it shall be a sign to you upon your hand, and for a memorial between your eyes, that Yahweh's Torah may be in your mouth. For with a strong hand has Yahweh brought you out Mizraim. You shall therefore keep this ordinance in his season from year to year. And it shall be when Yahweh shall bring you into the land of the Canaanites, as he has swore to you and to your avat, and shall give it to you, that you shall set apart to Yahweh all the opens of the matrix, and every firstling that shall come of the beast which you have, the male shall be Yahweh's. And every firstling of the donkey, or those that shall be redeemed with a lamb. And if you will not redeem it, then you shall break its neck. And all firstborn of Adam among your children shall you redeem. And it shall be when your sons ask you in time to come, saying, what is this? That you shall say to him, by the strength of his hand, Yahweh, he has brought us from Mizraim, from the bayat of bondage. And it came to pass when Pharaoh would hardly let us go, that Yahweh slew all the firstborn in the land of Mizraim, both the firstborn of man and the firstborn of beast. Therefore I sacrifice to Yahweh all that opens the matrix being male, but all the firstborn of my children I redeem. It shall be for a token upon your hand, and for a frontlet between your eyes. For by the strength of Yahweh's hand, he has brought you out of Mizraim. It came to pass, when Pharaoh had let the people go, that Yahweh deems, although that it was near, Yahweh said, lest peradventure the people repent when they see war and they return to Mizraim. Yahweh led the people about through the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea, and the children of Israel went up, harnessed out of the land of Mizraim. Moshe took the bones of Yosef with him, for he had straightly sworn, and declared to the children of Israel, saying, Yahweh will surely visit you. You shall carry up my bones away hence with you. And they took their journey from Succoth. They encamped in Ethan at the edge of the wilderness. Yahweh went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud. And he led them in the way by night in a pillar of fire, to give them Yahushua, light, to go by day and night. And he took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of the fire by night from the people. Yahweh spoke unto Moshe, saying, speak unto Israel, that they turn and encamp by Sitharoth, between Migdol and the sea, and against Baal-Zephon. Before it shall you camp by the sea. For Pharaoh will say to the children of Israel, they are entangled in the land, and the wilderness has shut them in. And I will harden Pharaoh's wrath, that he shall follow after them. And I will be honored upon Pharaoh, and upon all of his hosts, that the Mizraim may know that I am Yahweh. And they did so. And it was told the king of Mizraim that the people fled, and the lamp of Pharaoh And if his servants would turn against the people, and they said, why have we done this? That we have let Israel go from serving us. He made ready his chariots, and he took his people with him. And he took 600 chosen chariots and all the chariots of Mizraim and captains over every one of them. Yahweh hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Mizraim, and he pursued after the children of Israel. And the children of Israel went out with a high hand. Mizraim pursued after them all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh and his horsemen and his army, and overtook them encamping by the sea beside Pithahroth before Beelzebub. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Mizraim marched after them. And they were so afraid. And the children of Israel cried out to Yahweh. And they said to Moshe, there were no graves in Mizraim. Have you taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore have you dealt thus with us to carry us forth out of Mizraim? Is not this the word that we did tell you in Mizraim, saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Mizraim? For it had been better for us to serve them than that we should die in the wilderness. Moshe said to the people, fear you not, stand still and see the Yahshua of Yahweh, which he will show to you today. For Mizraim, whom you have seen today, you shall not see them again no more forever. Yahweh shall fight for you, and you shall hold your shalom. Yah shall fight the battle. Yahweh said to Moshe, wherefore cry you to me? Speak to the children of Israel that they go forward. But lift you up your rod, stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. And I, behold, I will harden the Levim of the Mizraim. They shall follow them. And I will get me honor upon Pharaoh and upon his host and upon his chariots and upon his horsemen. And the Mizraim shall know that I am Yahweh, when I have shall gotten myself honor upon Pharaoh, upon his chariots and upon his horsemen. And the Malach of Yah, which went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them. And the pillar of the cloud went from before their face and stood behind them. And it came between the camp of Mizraim and the camp of Israel. And it was a cloud and darkness to them, but it gave light by night to these, so that the one came not near the other all night. Moshe stretched out his hands over the sea. Yahweh caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night. He made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. And the children of Israel went in the midst of the sea upon the dry ground. And the waters were a wall to them on the right hand and on the left. And the Mizraim pursued and went in after them in the midst of the sea, even all Pharaoh's horses his chariots and his horsemen. It came to pass that in the morning watch Yahweh looked to the host of Mizraim through the pillar of the fire of the cloud and troubled the host of Mizraim and took off their chariot wheels that they drove them heavily so that Mizraim said, let us flee from the face of Israel. For Yahweh fight for them against Mizraim. Yahweh said to Moshe, stretch out your hand over the sea, that the waters may come again upon the Mizraim, upon their chariots, upon their horsemen. And Moshe stretched forth his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to his strength. When the morning appeared and the Mizraim fled against it, Yahweh overthrew the Mizraim in the midst of the sea, and the waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen and all the hosts of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. There remained not so much as one of them. But the children of Israel walked upon dry land in the midst of the sea, and the waters were a wall to them on the right hand and on the left. This Yahweh saved Israel that day out of the hand of Mizraim. Israel saw the Mizraim dead upon the seashores. Israel saw that great work which Yahweh did upon the Mizraim, and the people feared Yahweh, and they believed Yahweh and his servant Moshe. And they say, Moshe and the children of Israel, this song to Yahweh, and spoke, saying, I will sing to Yahweh, for he has triumphed wonderfully. The horse riders and the riders he has thrown into the sea. So they say the song of Moshe. Let us sing a few choruses of that song. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Commence this wonderful occasion of this Beshach of Omareya and the Hag Missa, the Seder meal, as we prepare for this wonderful occasion, the blessings of Almighty Yahweh in this house. We told our Him for all things. We barak our Abba. At this time, I'm going to ask Brother Patrick, He will bless the table, this blessed meal, this great fellowship, this commemoration of our Abba. If He will bless this table in the presence of our Messiah, Yahshua the Lamb, that we may die together in this diet of Almighty Yah. Brother Patrick will bless the table. Let us join hands together as Brother Patrick blessed this table tonight.
Seder, Yahweh, we thank You that You have given us this day, Yahweh.
Yes,
that we can gather in Your name, together in oneness and unity, Yahweh.
Yes.
Yahweh, we thank You for the food, Yahweh, and we thank You for the reading of Your Torah to us, Yahweh, as we commemorate and remember the mighty act and work that was done there in Egypt, Yahweh. How You set Your people free, Yahweh.
Yes, Yahweh.
And Yahweh, we thank You for setting us free, Yahweh, from the bondage of sin, Yahweh.
Yes.
From the bondage of transgression and iniquity, Yahweh.
Yes.
You have loosed the shackles, Yahweh. You have parted the Red Sea for us, Yahweh.
Yes.
That we may walk across on dry land, Yahweh. We thank You, Yahweh. We thank You, Yahweh. We sing the song of Moshe.
Yes,
Yahweh. And the song of Your Messiah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
And we say hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
To Yahweh forever and evermore, Yahweh. Yahweh, we pray that You will bless this food, Yahweh.
Yes, Yahweh.
Let it be strength and nourishment to our bodies, Yahweh. And let us be sober and vigilant, Yahweh, as You pass over us today, Yahweh, tonight, Yahweh, that we will examine our love, Yahweh,
yes,
examine
Yahweh.
Our heart, Yahweh, to see whether we be of the Emunah, of the true faith, and that we may eat of that true bread, which is Yahshua, HaMashiach,
Yahshua.
Yahweh.
Yes.
All these blessings we do ask, in the mighty name of Yahshua, HaMashiach, we do pray. Let the congregation say hallelujah, way.
Hallelujah, way.
Hallelujah, way.
Hallelujah, way.
Hallelujah, way.
Hallelujah, way. Let us move with hastiness as we dine on this wonderful Seder of Yah. Yah blesses you all. Let us dine tonight. Shalom.
The house of Israel said, hallelujah.
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 We do barak Him for all things. Make known the power and the presence of His name, Yahweh. Because we have hope in Yahshua the Lamb, Yisrael.
Yes.
And the Siddur that we have just partook of, Scripture tells us as Shaul speaks unto the assembly of Korinah, was a wise thing to come together and have a meal before the communion or the partaking of the body and the dam of Yahshua HaMashiach. Scripture says, according to First Corinthians, when you come together, therefore, into one place, it does not specify whether it is the Bayat, the tabernacle, or home, the Hamashiach, they met in the upper room. So when you come together into one place, this is not to eat Yahshua's supper. For in eating, everyone takes before other his own supper, and one is hungry, and another is drunk. What? Have you not houses to eat or to drink in? Or despise you the assembly of Yahweh and shame them that have not? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you for this? I praise you not. And if any man hunger, if he's hungry, let him eat at home, that you may come together unto condemnation. And Shaul says, and the rest I will set in order when I come. The Scripture tells us after the meal that Hamashiach, he took a cloth and he girt his loins, as they prepared for the washing of the feet of the Shilishiams, the apostles, we shall make preparation to do the foot washing service. Before I want to read Scripture to show us the validity of this act and the practice that even Hamashiach participated in. It is vital and it is important. Bereshit, Genesis 18:1. Then Yahweh appeared unto Abraham in the plains of Mamre, and he was sitting in the tent door in the heat of the day. So he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, three men were standing by him. When he saw them, he ran from the tent door to meet them, and bowed himself to the ground, and said, My ruler, if I have found favor in your sight, do not pass on by your servant. Please, let a little water be brought, and wash your feet, and rest yourself under the tree. And I will bring a morsel of bread, that you may refresh your legs. After that you may pass by. Inasmuch as you have come to your servant, they said, do as you have said. So he washed their feet. The Scripture says in Luke 7:36, and one of the Pharisees asked him to eat with him. And Hamashiach went to the Pharisee's house, and he sat down to eat. And behold, a woman in the city who was a sinner, when she knew that Yahshua HaMashiach sat at the table in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster flask of fragrant oil. And she stood at his feet behind him, weeping. And she began to wash his feet with her tears, and wiped them with her hair on her head. And she kissed his feet, and anointed them with the fragrant oil. Now when the Pharisees had invited him, saw this, he spoke to himself, saying, this man, if he were a navi, would know what manner of woman this is that touch him. For she is a sinner. She is a harlot. Yahshua answered and said to him, Kephar, I have something to say to you. So he said, "Teacher, say it." There was a certain creditor who had two debtors. One owed 500 pence and the other 50. And when they had nothing with which to repay, he freely forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him more? And Jephthah answered and said, "I suppose that the one who he forgave much." And he said to him, "You have rightly judged." Then he turned to the woman and said to Jephthah, "Do you see this woman? I entered your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she has washed my feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head. You gave me no kiss, but this woman has ceased not to kiss my feet since the time I came in. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she has anointed my feet with fragrant oil. Therefore I say to you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven. For she loved much, but to whom little is forgiven, the same loves little." In this Hamashiach rebuked them in Kephar. Because this act of humbleness, it is one of great love. It's one that breaks down the hardness of one's own heart. Reveal their sins to humble themselves and to bow and to submit themselves unto their brother or their sister. And as Beshach was Hamashiach, he did the same thing. It says in Yochanan, John 13:1. Now before the feast of Pesach, as we enter into this time, as the eve of this day is setting, now before the feast of Pesach, Passover, when Yahshua knew that his hour had come, and that he should depart from the world, the Abba, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And supper be it ended, as we have. The devil having already entered, put into the heart of Yehuda Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. Yahshua, knowing that the Abba had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from Yahweh, and he was going back to Yahweh, rose from supper, laid aside his garment, he took a towel and he girded himself. And after that he poured water into the basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel which he had girded. Then he came to Simon Kephar. Kephar said to him, "Messiah, are you washing my feet?" Yahshua answered and said to him, "What am I doing to you that you do not understand now? But you will know after this." Kephar said to him, "You shall never wash my feet." Yahshua answered him, "If I do not wash your feet, you have no part with me. You are not a part of me if I do not wash your feet." Simon Kephar said unto him, "Hamashiach, not my feet only, but also my hand, my head." Yahshua said to him, "He who is bathed need only to be washed his feet, but is completely clean. And you are clean, but not all of you." For he knew who would betray him. Therefore, he said, you are not all clean. You are not all right. So when he had washed their feet, taken his garment and sat down again, he said to them, do you know what I have done to you? You call me Hamashiach and teacher, and you say, well, for I am so. If I then, I am your Hamashiach and your teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you the example, the pattern, how it ought to be done, that you should do as I have done to you. Most assuredly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than the ruler, nor is he who is sent greater than he who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them. So if we understand the beauty of washing one another's feet and understand the power of that, then we have a great reward if we do it. So I will ask Deacon Benny and the brothers, Deacon Horn, as you brothers prepare the basins, Brother Patrick, will you sing us a song? We're going to have the brothers to come on this part, and you sisters, we're going the lower part. So give us a song, Brother Patrick. As the brothers bring the waters, you sisters, you all can gravitate to the side here where Sister Dean and the sisters are. You wash one another's feet and humble yourselves. As we come before Yahweh, as Hamashiach did, bless you, Yah. Blessed assurance, Yeshua is mine. Oh, what a foretaste, the splendor and the honor to come in the presence of our Abba. We shall rejoice in the eternals forever. Our heart rejoiced with great fatness and tears of gladness. For the day shall come that we shall see our mighty Creator. It's not an expression of our imagination. It is what the word of Yah tells us. We have confidence and assurance in the word of Almighty Yahweh. We take great delight, great comfort in His assurance. Precious in the sight of our Abba, Yahweh, is the death of His Kiddushim, His people, the sons of liberty, the daughters of Zion. Hallelujah. 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 We do Toda, our Abba, Yada Yah, four things. At this time, we do want, as you see the bitter herb on your table, we want to partake of this bitter herb in remembering the bitterness and the sin of Israel as they endured when they were in bondage, the bondage of sin, that they were brought under the heavy load and the bondage of that. Scripture says in Shemoth 1:14, and the bitterness we have when we mourn at Yahshua, and His death. It talks about the bitterness in Shemoth concerning the hard bondage of Israel and the tremendous burden of affliction that was upon them. So we're going to take some of this bitter herb, and we're going to eat this herb in remembrance of the bondage of our Egyptian experience, our much mourning, the great trials and afflictions, even at the piercing of the body of Hamashiach, because this bitter herb signifies the mourning of even the death, and at the death of Hamashiach, and even the great afflictions of our sin. We should be partakers of Yahshua HaMashiach, our Peshach, because He is our Passover. He is our Peshach. HaMashiach is. We are to be a partaker of that, as they were, as Yisrael, as Yah brought them out. We are partakers of that. Yahshua Messiah HaMashiach says, He says, I am the bread of life. Your father ate the manna in the wilderness. They are dead. This is the bread which came down from Hashemayim, that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread which come down from Hashemayim. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I shall give you is my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world. The Yahudim therefore quarrel among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? Then Yahshua said to them, most assuredly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink the dam, you have no life in you. Whosoever eat my flesh and drink my dam has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is food indeed, and my dam is drink indeed. He who eats my flesh and drinks my dam abides in me, and I in him. As the living Abba sent me, and I live because of the Abba, so he who feeds on me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from Hashemayim. Not as your avos ate the manna and are dead. He who eats this bread will live forever. These things he said in the tabernacle as he taught in Capernaum. Therefore, many of his disciples, when they heard this, said, this is a hard saying. Who can understand it? When Yahshua knew in himself that his disciples complained about this, he said to them, does this offend you? What then if you should see the Son of Man ascend where he was before? It is the Ruah who gives life, and the flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are Ruah, their spirit, and they are Shahem, they are life. The word of HaMashiach, he is the living bread that gives us life. He declares in Mark 14:22, and as they did eat, Yahshua took bread, and he blessed the bread. He blessed it. He broke the bread that he took. And he broke the bread, and he gave it unto each of the Shalishians. And he said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do in remembrance, as we be partakers of this, in remembering of this Peshach Yahshua for us. So let us take this body, this bread, HaMashiach. We're going to eat this in commencement, commemoration of what he has done. So we shall eat the bread. Hallelujah. He took that bread and he blessed it. He said, this is my body. You eat this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then he took the cup. And we had given Todah unto Yah, Todah Yah. Yada Yah. He gave it to them. And they all drank from it. And he said to them, this is my dam of the renewed covenant, not established by the blood of bullocks, heifers, lamb, but is established by the living blood of Almighty Yah. So you take this. This is the covenant of the renewed covenant of Israel, which is shed for many. Assuredly, I say to you, I will no longer drink of the fruit of the vine until that day when I shall drink it new in the kingdom of Yah. So we take this dam of HaMashiach and we drink it, and we shall drink the pure dam of HaMashiach in the kingdom of Almighty Yah. So we shall drink the dam of HaMashiach. To the Yah. Hallelujah. 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 Shaul closed with this profound instruction that he had received the same instructions of HaMashiach. As he wrote unto Corinthians, the elect, the brothers, the sisters there, he said, "For I received from Yahshua that which I also delivered unto you, that Yahshua HaMashiach, on the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given todah, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me.' In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the renewed covenant in my blood, in my dam. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of Yahshua HaMashiach.'" And so we close this Shitah, this Peshach of Yah, in remembering of the very death that he has brought us out of under the captivity and the bondage of sin, as we have searched our love to eradicate it, to cleanse it of all the unleaven, the sin that leaveth us, that we are reminded of the mighty works of HaMashiach and the power that Yahweh expressed in that living hope for Israel. And without that bread, we have no life at all. Without the washing and the cleansing of our sins by His precious blood, then our sins remained, because it is by that atonement and that offering offered once has cleansed, delivered us, made us free from the bondage of darkness, that we can make our boast in HaMashiach, that we can worship Yahweh in Ruah, in His Imat. We can rejoice in the finished works and the mighty works of Almighty Yahweh in Yahshua the Lamb. And so as often as we do this, as often as we are reminded of this time of the year, of the mighty works of Almighty Yah, to every generation of Israel, we should tell our children, we should teach them, we should show them this pathway correctly, that they may perform this as well. It may seem like a thing that is of the natural substance, but everything that Yah tells us to do has a natural connotation. But we must do it by His emunah. He has given you that measure of faith to do it. So we barak Him for that measure. Faith to believe in His HaMashiach, to believe in Yahshua, because it takes the measure of Yah's faith for us to believe in the HaMashiach that He has sent to redeem us and to purchase us from the power of darkness and sin, that we are free. We are free indeed to commemorate His time, His hour, in this wonderful occasion. This is the blessed assurance of Almighty Yahweh, for Yahshua is the Tikvah, the hope of Yah. And without Him, there is no hope of any resurrection once we pass from this life. So we bless Yah. We brought Him for Yahshua. For even the death Melech has passed over tonight, and He has sustained us by the promise of that blood, Yahshua the Lamb. And for that I brought Him. I told her, Yah, for all things. Hallelujah. So may He enrich us all as we rest tonight, as we prepare for the week service. We'll have wonderful speakers on this week. The brothers will speak with a great unction, that they shall draw from the Ruah that dwells in them. And the word shall be fresh, they shall be mighty, and they shall be by the unction of Almighty Yahweh. I don't believe in themes, but I do, as Yah laid this in my Ruah, that this will be the theme, the manner in the wilderness. And we shall be fed the manner in the wilderness each night beginning at 7. Brother Patrick will lead service all this week. I will start things tomorrow, and he will lead things each night of service. And he will be the one that will orchestrate all things. I'm going to sit and be fed and eat of the fatness of HaMashiach. The brothers are more than capable and prepared to speak and to show us the instructions of Almighty Yahweh, that we may prepare ourselves for this hour and the time that we are in. Hallelujah. May Yah enrich us all tonight. I want to say this before we close, and we're going to close with a word of prayer from Elder Martin. I want to say that in the morning we will have prayer in the morning at 8 a.m. And then we will come to the dining hall for the breakfast. It is a day of no servile labor. We will just eat as Yah says. We will not be fishing or anything. We will rest in HaMashiach until tomorrow evening at 7. And Brother Patrick will begin tomorrow night preaching. And Deacon Horn will follow, Deacon Benny. We will have Pastor Hunter back from Atlanta. He will speak to us. And Brother Del Rainey will speak to us on the Shabbat, a message that Yah is placed in his love. And then Elder Wyman will speak to us on the close of this feast. And I will just sit and enjoy the blessings of Yah. And Elder Martin will be the one that close things out. He will come and give us a refreshing word. Give us a summation of all things, that we may prepare ourselves for the coming kingdom. Come on, Brother Patrick. We're going to just sing a short verse of some beautiful song. And come on and stand to our feet. May Yah bless you all tonight. May He cause your health to shine mightily. Give us the assurance that we need in Yah Shua, because there is where our assurance in Yah Shabbat you all. Shalom, shalom.